interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, I don't know if you had, saw any trouble at the airports over the past few days there in Las Vegas or Seattle, but we got a little incident here, Brad, that happened at the Memphis airport. This was on Sunday when a 21-year-old woman got herself arrested after she was caught carrying 56 pounds of pot in her checked luggage.
I think they have signs that say that's illegal.
Police say...
I did see those.
Police say one of her bags busted open on a luggage cart. And then they asked her for permission to search it. It says here she agreed. Now, what do you suppose? How's that going to go if you don't agree?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me run back out to my car.
And so, although I don't know how much searching they had to do because the thing busted open and there's green spilling all over the floor. The dog, the drug-sniffing dog is going bonkers. She was charged with marijuana possession with intent to sell.
Yeah,
as a felony.
Well, the thing I did notice was we flew out of Everett. And the last couple times I've flown out of Everett, and it has been so easy and so breezy walking in, no lines, no nothing. And then when you were leaving Las Vegas, you walk into that airport, and it's, you know, you're 40 minutes in a TSA check line. You're like, wow, I forgot it is like this, but it's not like that in Everett. I see your 21-year-old pot smuggler, and I bring you 31-year-old Shadonna Hurd from Monroe, Louisiana, and she comes into the news Thursday night about 11:15. According to police, Shadonna was looking for some love, a little sugar next door. She wanted a threesome, in fact, and thought a good spot to get that started would be one of her neighbors. So she goes over and knocks on one of her neighbor's doors. Man answers the door, and this is Shadonna. She forces her way inside.
Well, hold on now. I'm giving her credit for at least face-to-face, propositioning this face-to-face, not a text or something.
Or going online or some backpage.com.
She went right to the guy and asked him face-to-face.
Here it is. You want this? And so he answers the door. She forces her way in. The report says, the apparently horny woman tried to make sexual advances towards him and his girlfriend. That didn't work out. It wasn't like one of those movies. They kicked her out of they pushed her out the door. So her quest for a threesome took her to the nearby Circle K, where the police ended up catching up with her. I don't know if she was propositioning people at the Circle K.
That's pretty desperate.
Or what the deal is. But she
walking up to people, filling up their tanks.
Hey, you want to get busy? Unauthorized entry of a dwelling, several misdemeanors of disturbing the peace and criminal damage to property, and resisting arrest for the 31-year-old looking for a threesome.
All right. That's pretty desperate.
Desperate
times call for desperate measures.
Store's open 24 hours, and so am I.
And the desperate measures is what happened here for this guy in Argentina. This guy, he ordered a vehicle from this dealership and gave him his, security deposit, and he insisted that they kept jerking him around to the point that he barricaded himself inside the car dealership until he got his vehicle. He said, give me the truck I ordered or I'm not leaving. You got my money. I am not leaving here until I get my... So he locked himself in a car dealership. I don't know if he locked himself in a vehicle in the dealership, but it says he locked himself in the dealership after they failed to deliver. This is a middle-aged guy. I guess he went long distance to Buenos Aires. He's from Argentina, but he drove long. He ordered this from a long distance, and then so he drives. He goes out of his way to the dealership, thinking he is going to then pick up his truck. And when he gets there, they say,
they bait and switched him.
And he says that they had been kind of jerking him around for a while. So he barricaded himself inside, he said, until I either get my truck or I get my down payment. So they weren't even giving him his down payment. They're saying, you're going to get your truck. And he's saying, hey, I ordered this thing back in December. And he says, since December, they passed me from one phone to another, one person to another. They treated me like a fool, like I didn't understand anything that was going on. So he put himself on lockdown inside the dealership. Eventually, they returned the down payment. And somehow out of all this, he wound up with a used 2021 vehicle. Well, so, you know, it's not that bad if he got his money back and they gave him a vehicle to just get out of there, I guess.